Hi there. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. You may have noticed I flat out missed Tuesday's episode. So my apologies. It has been the craziest, most amazing, energized, and busy week that I've had in a really long time. It's kind of cool. It feels like the old me during my casting director days, where I was able to get lots and lots and lots done in a day, except this time I'm getting to call my own shots. This time I get to say yes to what feels right to me. I get to control my schedule. I get to determine who I want to work with. It's a really cool thing that's happening right now. And I've got sovereignty over it, which I never had because, you know, I didn't know how. Back during my casting director days, I was still super codependent, you know, really stuck in trauma, didn't understand how to control energy, didn't understand about self-care, you know, all that back then. But now I do. And so I know last episode I told you about, you know, starting to dip my toes into the pet sitting pool. Well, hang on tight, y'all, because apparently the universe has just been waiting for me to open that door. It has been amazing. That sweet dog that I told you about, his name is Jackson, the Aussie doodle that I was going to spend 4th of July with. It was an amazing few days with him, because that sweet boy was a lot sicker than I realized. So I understand now, it's his mom's first dog. So she knew he didn't feel well, but ooh, being around, you know, as many dogs as I have in my life. And y'all, I know I've talked about this, like, I think early on I did an episode, Snow White, the Critter Whisperer or something. They follow me. Like, they always followed me home. Like, I'd be out walking my own dogs and dogs would follow me home. They would jump in my car. They would just come out of the woodwork, you know, to me, especially during traumatic times. Like, after the 4th of July, I ended up with all kinds of dogs from the neighborhood in my yard. It's like I had a stamp on the back of my fence that said, you know, Underground Railroad for lost doggies. Like, anybody who's in trouble, come here, which was really fascinating. And I loved it, but I think they could just feel my energy and knew, you know, it was a safe haven. Well, this was Jackson's first 4th of July. He didn't feel well. It was her first trip away from him. So there was going to be some separation anxiety. So it was really important that I was there, because he sort of started to take a turn for the worse. And because I know so much, you know, about dogs, and Dylan had gifted me the last 3.5 years of learning about holistic supplements and ways to, you know, help dogs in decline and how to help immune systems. My Lyme disease and my mold poisoning has helped me tremendously, understanding, you know, all the holistic ways to help your immune system and, you know, how to hydrate better and just all kinds of just natural supportive things that you can do, you know, to make things better. Well, this sweet boy really needed a lot of that. So I am so glad I was there, because he was super congested and it got worse and it was really not good. And he was coughing and sneezing. And so I, you know, drug him into the bathroom and shut the door and did a steam shower with him every day. And I had a diffuser going that I had. There's not all essential oils are good for dogs, but you can research, you know, some that are. And it turns out, you know, eucalyptus, lavender, and peppermint in small doses are good in an essential oil diffuser for, you know, helping to break up, you know, some of that mucus. So I kept that going all day for him, and I realized he wasn't hydrating much because I, you know, paid real close attention to him. So I put a little bone broth in his water, and I asked her if it was okay to give him watermelon and cucumbers because they're super hydrating. Dylan always loved those, and boy, he took right to that. He thought that was great. So I was putting a little bit of watermelon juice in his water, and he would lap that up because you've got to loosen all that phlegm up so it can get out of his little body. And and boy, it was great. Within 36 hours of being over there, he started he started feeling a lot better, and then the puppy energy came out, and I had to keep, you know, I had to keep him kind of calm because, you know, he needed to still heal. But I also, he's got a really good mama. I also kind of intuitively, not kind of intuitively, why do I always do that? Why do I minimize that? I intuitively picked up on the fact because I have medical intuition and I've got to stop minimizing that. I picked up on the fact that, you know, he was on two different kinds of antibiotics, so he needed probiotics to settle his stomach. He started to have stomach issues. I knew he needed pumpkin to make that better. And just, you know, some general immune support, plus something homeopathic. I got a real clear hit that he needed that for, you know, clearing out his sinuses and all that. So I just messaged his mom and I said, I'm going to run to this pet store that I like and see if they've got some of the things that I think would help him. Are you open to that? And she's like, yep, get him what you think he needs and I'll, you know, I'll Venmo you right away. Let's do it. So this is so funny. I've still got mindset issues around money and really expensive things, which kills me because I live in an Airstream that I bought brand new. And to some people, that's just, you know, incredibly extravagant. But I was okay because I was working when I got it and I was able to sneak in to buy it and I had help. Like, I have all these things that I have to tell people to make it okay that I have, you know, now a 10, 11-year-old Airstream, but still a new one. But the woman that I was pet sitting for, she has a beautiful brand new Lexus. And she said, you can take it and, you know, take it to the pet store, run errands, do what you need to. Because my truck was still in the shop. Oh, I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. And then I thought, no, don't do that because you're just going to draw that to you. So I was like, okay, let's put a bubble of protection and love around this beautiful Lexus. Everyone can see and feel me. And we are just going to safely go to Trader Joe's and get more watermelon and go to the pet store. And so, of course, you know, everything went well. No problem. Got back home. But whew, that was a nice car to drive. So I did that, got him his stuff, started to feel better, and we had a great 4th of July night because it was his first fireworks. So I did get him some stuff to kind of settle him down to, some anti-anxiety, and I gave him a couple of those on 4th of July, and because he's a barker and he's nervous and he already didn't feel well. And the first couple of big fireworks, because of course people in the neighborhood, even though it's illegal in Austin, were, you know, blowing off huge fireworks on the street. I mean, the big, loud ones. And so he started to bark. And so I turned on the Macy's 4th of July special. And so it was lots of loud music. And I cranked it up. And I'm dancing around with him. I'm like, I'm going to make this a fun night for him if it kills me. So we were dancing in the den and playing with the fireworks. And I was giving him watermelon, like really positive association. When we went to bed, you know, it was still loud outside. So I turned on White Noise on my phone. And that little stinker went straight to sleep. He woke up, maybe two loud booms that we heard. He woke up and barked like once or twice. But she said he barks a lot, so get ready. But he didn't with me. Because he knew that wasn't okay. Like like a little kid, these pets know when you've got their bluff and they know when you mean no. So I've got a little work to do with his owner to help her. Because also the next day I was Swiffering and, you know, doing a little bit of light cleaning up before she was going to be coming home. And of course, that little fart, she didn't tell me he has a thing about paper towels. And this is the thing about puppies. Like, I put on my Rover profile that I wasn't going to work with puppies because they just make interesting choices. And I'm not sure I want to be, you know, a puppy nanny. But I said yes to her, and I'm glad I did. But that little fart has a paper towel thing. I didn't know it. I had a glass of water. It was sweating. I had a paper towel under it on her coffee table. I didn't want to mess up her coffee table. I go to grab something off the kitchen counter, and I turn around, you know, and you know how it is with kids and puppies. Just over my shoulder, I see him really lightly, with a little gingerly, just reach up and just pull that paper towel, just really slowly, like she can't see me. And he pulled it down and broke the glass. It shattered immediately because she's got concrete floors. And I screamed at him to just stop. I just wanted to get his attention, just make him stop, because it scared him and he was wanting to start to run. And so I screamed at him, got his attention, and was able to scoop him up, because I didn't want him to get in the glass and cut his feet, because, you know, you don't ever want anybody to get hurt under your watch. And the last thing that poor baby needed was, you know, something else wrong with him right now. So he stopped. I scooped him up, put him in his kennel, got it all cleaned up. Oh boy, but it hurt his feelings. He thought I yelled like at him, and I wasn't mad about the glass. I just didn't want him to get in it. And he gave that coffee table and me a wide berth for the rest of the night. But, you know, like anything else, because puppies, dogs are so in the moment. You know, by the next morning, he was like, woohoo, this is all good, we're fine. But he still gave the coffee table a wide berth. And I noticed when I was really careful, like extra Swiffering and vacuuming and doing stuff to try to make sure there were no glass shards anywhere, like under the couch or, you know, anything that she could step on or I could step on or the puppy could step on. And in doing that, that little fart, every time I would get the broom or the Swiffer or something out, he would attack it and growl at it and latch onto it and wrestle with it. And you could tell she was letting him, because she didn't know better. Again, new pet owner. You know, she's had him all of 8 months, and she's learning as he's learning. But that little stinker was trying to rip it out of my hands, and I was like, okay, no. So literally, with all the training experience that I've had with all my rescues and all my fosters and, you know, all my personal dogs, it took me 5 minutes to work with him. And I had him where he not only wouldn't come around the coffee table anymore, he gave it about a 2-foot berth. He wouldn't lay under my feet when I was chopping things with a knife in the kitchen. I broke him of that, showed him where I wanted him to be instead, because he's really smart. And then when I had the Swiffer or the broom out, I broke him of attacking it. It got to the point he was like, yeah, I'm not interested in that anymore. And he would go over and lay on his bed and just chew on his toys while I was doing what I needed to do. So apparently I'm supposed to be, you know, in the lives of certain dogs. It's looking like to help them with anxiety, to help them with some training stuff, and to help them with health issues. That seems to be kind of where this is going, because as a continuation of what I was telling you about last episode, saying yes to this pet sitting thing and opening myself up to it and letting the universe kind of sneak in and do its magic has taken off like gangbusters. It's part of why I haven't been able to get back and record the podcast. The woman that I worked for last week, she's already hired me again for a full week, starting this Sunday. So after the day after you hear this, I'll have another week with Jackson. I've got 3 meet and greets today and tomorrow up in Georgetown, which is where my mom and dad live, because I set the intention that, okay, I'm going to do stuff really close to where I am in downtown Austin, or I'm going to do stuff close to mom and dad's so that I can start addressing my taxes and my bankruptcy paperwork and the things that I need to do that are at mom and dad's house. So I set that intention. Immediately, I get 3 Georgetown people asking for meet and greets, all fine with my higher rate, because I did that intentionally, because I have, like I said, I've got money and scarcity mindset issues, so I'm trying to teach myself how to elevate, claim what I'm worth, step into that power, because that's important. I mean, I don't need to underestimate my gifts. That's just dumb. It's dumb, and it's not self-love, and it's what the old, you know, wounded me did. It's not what the empowered me does. So empowered me set her rates pretty high for an overnight, and I've got, you know, additional rates for other dogs. It also lets me come down a tiny bit if I need to, you know, discount somebody to, you know, to help them make their decision to hire me, because my intention with the pet sitting is to also develop long-term clients, just like I'm doing with my intuitive energy life coaching. I want long-term clients. I don't want somebody that I come and see once and step out of their life. I want to cultivate relationships, and I really want to build on the gifts that I have that I can share with those people and now these pets. So So look at this. I have been so busy, I completely forgot that I hadn't done my podcast earlier in the week. I've been running so crazy because I'm completely booked now through July. The last week of July is taken by a woman from Georgetown. I'm just going to go meet her today. We did a video chat yesterday. I'm just going to go meet her for 5 minutes and have her show me the stuff in the house. She's got me booked. I'm half booked for August already. September, a third of it's gone. And we're not even into the holiday season. So this is awesome. And I'm having to go up to Mom and Dad's today to get some of my tools so that I can really kind of step back into doing this and be prepared for it. Like I need to have, you know, better overnight stuff, and I need to be sure that it's stuff that I can hang up on a door for, you know, dogs or cats that make bad choices get into things. I need to be able to have, you know, backpacks that I hang up and keep out of their reach. I need certain kitchen things that I have to have for me. I need to keep my supplements up and out of their way so that nobody, you know, gets into my pills and my vitamins, you know, that kind of stuff. Just because you certainly don't want anything to happen while you're taking care of somebody else's baby. So I've just got to go get, I got to go get some of my tools that are in my mom and dad's guest room that I stay in, and then in storage, just kind of get myself like a mini version, kind of what it used to be my traveling studio when I was a casting director. Just got to go get some of those things together. Cause like when I was at this Aussie Doodle's house, his name is Jackson, I needed to open a can for him for some wet food to supplement, to try to hydrate him a little bit more. And her can opener, this is so stupid. She's younger and obviously doesn't have, she doesn't have autoimmune issues. So her can opener is really heavy and really hard to use. It's a hand crank and manual, and I couldn't do it. I had the damnedest time trying to make that can opener work. So, you know, just little things like that. I'm going to take my can opener with me. I'm going to take my wine corkscrew with me. Just little things that I know that I can use. Bottom line and the moral to this episode today is basically this. Just like I said last episode, say yes and to the universe. Take one step towards what you want. Just one simple step in the direction of what you do want, and instead of what you don't. I got so stuck in what I don't for so long that I ground to a halt. But saying yes and to the things that bring me joy. This is intentional joy building. The things that bring me joy are, it's the ability to pay my bills without fear. It's the things that bring me joy, being around animals, being in new places. I've always traveled. I've always loved being somewhere new and different and acclimating to a new environment. I mean, I worked all over the world and I loved that. Well, I've been, you know, I won't say stuck, but it kind of has been, you know, because of the pandemic. I've been stuck for 18 months in a 150 square foot Airstream. So, oh boy, look at this. I'm getting to be in these beautiful homes now. Side effect of the way that I priced myself. Didn't even factor that in, that it would, you know, people that could afford my higher rate are going to tend to be in, you know, kind of more elevated spaces. Well, that's awesome, because, you know, I'm going from 150 square feet into, you know, these beautiful, bigger, roomier places with big yards. And, you know, that's what a gift, just a chance to take a breath and to be in a different environment that I can thrive in. I even put on my profile, you know, for Rover, that I don't work in homes that have mold or visible water damage due to immune issues. And I can't work in homes where people smoke, in non-smoking homes only. Those two things trigger illness in me, and I can't afford that. So, you know, I was really clear on my profile. I said I won't work with aggressive dogs, or, you know, dogs that have a bite history or are aggressive with people or other animals. You know, so I set really clear boundaries But I also really elaborated what all my gifts were, and then I set my prices high, and I just put it out there. And I literally launched this a week ago today, because today's Friday, the 8th, I think. And y'all, and it's not all about the money, but it needed to be for me, partly about the money. So a week later, I have the potential of 10 clients already, 10 jobs, a couple of them will be repeat clients, booked through the end of September, and I don't know, it's something like $5,000 or $6,000 so far of bookings, probably closer to five, because I suck with math, but look at that base that I'm creating, and literally just within a week. And this was the other thing too, taking one step in that direction unlocked all this energy and all this flow, like all this backflow that was built up in the universe waiting to come to me that I wasn't receptive to because I had not taken the one actionable step that I needed to towards creating something new. I hadn't thrown my hat in the ring and said, I'll try this. Once I did, everything came rushing in to help me, and everything was really easy. There has been an ease and a flow to setting up my Rover profile, to setting up a Facebook business page, to linking the two together, to, you know, putting it out there, to developing a Facebook ad, to getting people. I've got close to, 150, 200 people now that like my Facebook page already, just within a week. Like the build of this, I've got a couple of girlfriends that are actively out there now that they've got something tangible that they can share with people. They're actively out there promoting me, which is amazing. And, you know, one of them does pet sitting too. And so if I'm not available, you know, I'm going to funnel it to her, and I'm building a network of other pet sitters that I trust that I could hand things off to. I kind of feel like maybe that's where I'm headed with this. Like, this might be a more holistically minded, intuitively oriented pet care company, that I might have, you know, employees. I don't know. I certainly don't want that up front, but as quickly as this is launched and is starting to build, it's going to be interesting. But I'm also aware of the divine timing of this. You know, it's finally safe for me with my, you know, having been vaccinated to be back out in the world. I can be in people's homes because, one, they won't be there. So, you know, if with my immune issues and with, you know, with my nervousness around COVID and this stupid Delta variant doing its thing right now, you know, the people won't be there. It'll just be me and their dogs. So that's good. I'm taking some disinfecting things. I'm disinfecting, you know, the top surfaces and the things that I would use that they've used, just to be, you know, an overabundance of caution. But people are traveling again because everybody's, you know, everybody's getting vaccinated. Things are opening back up. People are ready to get out. So it's perfect timing. So I'm also sitting with the fact that this, I needed to learn a lot of the lessons. I needed to sit still with what was to allow, you know, to allow myself to go through that last really dark, heavy period that I had to sit with, to just be okay with where I was and stop fighting. I had to learn to stop resisting. I had to get the final piece of that lesson so that I could just take a deep breath and open myself up to receiving and take the one actionable step towards self-care and then allow all this to rush in. And so I'm just so grateful that, you know, people are traveling. We're about to get into, you know, the holiday season. Every tool that I've ever learned in my Made to Do This or my Michelle Legale intuitive coaching classes, you know, all this, you know, how to develop business classes, all these things that I've been learning this last year, I was able to slap all those things together that I needed to build this little company so quickly. Like I knew how to jump into Canva. I knew how to make a couple of really good client testimonial graphics that I could start doing. I knew how to do Facebook ads. I knew how to do all this stuff, and it worked with ease. Weirdly enough, with my intuitive coaching stuff, I was in a place where I was still bumping up against walls and technical issues, and it just, every time I would try something, it just wasn't working to build that side of the business. Well, apparently it wasn't time. Who knows? Maybe I am supposed to do that on a small basis and do, maybe my work is with animals more than anything, because I never factored that in. You know, I've been factoring in how much I learned and knew about people, how much I honed that intuitive skill through the casting. But I never factored in all the skills that I've been building, you know, for the last 45 years since I was, you know, since I was about 10, I've been the primary caretaker of all our animals. And apparently I have a gift with animals, and it's important, and I'm needed. And the other thing too is, as an intuitive energy healer and someone who feels the energy of a home and can shift it, like I know how to do energy clearing. I know how to bring the vibe up in a house. I know how to, you know, help the animals bring their vibe up. I do believe as light workers that we are in certain places to anchor in the light and the energy that we have, the healing gifts that we have. So look at this. I'm going to be going into lots of homes that maybe don't have that light and that vibe, or maybe need me to anchor that in for them. So there's an interesting marriage happening right now of all my skills, but all my loves, all the things that bring me joy. Because waking up the morning after 4th of July with that sweet Muppet of a dog feeling better, bouncing up out of his dog bed because he felt better and wasn't traumatized from the night, putting his head and his paws on the side of the bed and looking so happy to see me and giving me nothing but kisses and wanting to snuggle with me, I haven't had that in years, because Dylan, you know, wasn't able to do that for a long time. And I used to have a Newfoundland chow mix that his name was Jake, and that's how he woke me up every morning. He would bounce up. He would look at me like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we didn't die. It's awesome. We're awake. Let's get up. Let's go have an adventure. And he would just smother me with kisses and snuggles. And that's how I started my day. Well, look at how high vibe that is, right? That's like the best. To me, that's just magic. Well, that's what I'm going to be getting every morning now. I'm so excited. That's what I'm going to be getting every morning that I'm pet sitting. And so that's going to fill a lot in me. And as an intuitive and as an energy sensitive, animals ground us. And that's what I've been missing since Dylan died. I was off kilter because, there's the tears. I lost my energetic touchstone. I lost a real healing thing in my life. He really held some important space and helped me energetically clear. And so these sweet animals are going to be giving me an amazing gift too. And Lake Jackson needs, you know, these younger dogs and, you know, the ones that are not in hospice and older like Dylan was, they're going to need several walks a day. Well, I haven't been walking like I should. I love to walk. I love to explore, but, you know, Dylan wasn't able to, so I stopped doing it. Well, my body needs it. So look at the gift of this. I have money coming in. It's going to be, you know, the money that I need to keep building my energy coaching, my intuitive coaching. I have my days clear so that I can do that and work with my clients. I'm going to be moving my body more. I'm going to be in new environments that inspire me. I'm going to be touching and loving on these sweet energetic beings. And I'm building my confidence, and I'm using all the tools that I know how to use to build this business, and then turn around once I've got this foundation of financial security to turn around and gamble a little bit more and explore. But I'm also learning how to up my rates and do packages and cultivate clients, and all the things that I want to do, they overlap into both businesses. And it's not lost on me that, you know, a big part of what I have always said that I thought I was going to be led to was, you know, working as an end-of-life doula for pets. So I really feel like this is opening the door to that. And, you know, who knows where it's headed, but the beauty of it is I feel energized again. I do not feel stuck. I do not feel that heaviness. I feel so divinely guided. I feel all my pets around me, my, you know, my soul animals, because I've had so many. I feel like they've got their little paws all over this. So I'm just grateful and so excited to see, you know, that my intuitive journey is gonna really involve a lot more animals now, because that makes my heart happy. So anyway, I will keep you posted. I may be a little sporadic for the next few weeks about when I do my episodes, but you know what? That'll be fun. We needed a change anyway. So, the Intuitive Adventures of the Airstream Oracle apparently is going, you know, animal-centric, but that's a good thing. So I will keep you guys posted. I love you. I hope you're doing really, really well. I know in a lot of my groups, energetically, they're saying that things have shifted and we've turned a corner. Man, I sure can feel it. I hope you can too. And if not, I'm just wrapping you up in so much love and light, and just allow it to be. Allow yourself to be wherever you are. Don't fight it. Just feel into it. Flow with whatever's happening with you, and just, again, like I've said in the past, just be a screen door. Let all that energy blow through you as best you can. Feel all the emotions that come with wherever you are. And, you know, none of them are good or bad. They just are. So just remember that. But I love you. I'm here if you need me. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next time. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and, you know, I come on and read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.